Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 21 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Finding Renewed Strength. A.W. Tozer once said, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." The text for today is Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." The truths of Isaiah 40 can inspire us to find renewed strength. The prophet centers on two incredible realities of God's size and strength. When you finally realize the size of God, you can fully rely on the strength of God. In the first part of Isaiah 40, Isaiah shares several questions that reveal the greatness of God. These questions are asked while also implying, who can do these incredible feats but God? Isaiah 40:12 reads, "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance?" God measures the waters in the hollow of his hand. Earth's ocean contains 340 quintillion gallons of water. That number is 340 plus 18 zeros, by the way. Yet Isaiah says God measures all of the waters in the palm of his hand. That's how big our God is. God has also marked off the heavens with the width of his hand. The known universe stretches more than 30 billion light years, which is 200 sextillion miles. That number is 200 with 21 zeros. God's hand is a measuring stick comparable to an incomprehensible distance. That is how mighty our God is. Isaiah 40:15 reads, "Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust." The earth weighs 6 sextillion metric tons. That's a 6 plus 21 zeros. Yet to God, that is just dust on the scales. That's how strong our God is. Isaiah 40:26 reads, "Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing." Scientists claim that there are at least 100 billion galaxies, and each galaxy is comprised of about 100 billion stars. To such mind-boggling math, Isaiah reminds us that God calls each star by name. That's how awesome our God is. Just think about the earth we live on and how great God created it. The earth spins at just over 1,000 miles per hour while orbiting the sun at 67 miles per hour. At the same time, the sun is traveling 43,500 miles per hour as it orbits around the center of the Milky Way galaxy. God created the relationship between the earth and the sun with precise detail to perfectly give us life on earth. God is powerful and knows exactly what he's doing. What a mighty God we serve. After Isaiah repeatedly reminds us how big God is, he closes chapter 40 with a challenge, starting in verse 28. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." God has the size and strength, and he also never gets tired. He is the everlasting God. Not only is he creator God, but he rules over even the ends of the earth. Nothing is outside his reach or beyond his control. Our great God gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. No matter how much we have to suffer, we can always place our hope in the Lord because we know he will renew our strength. The word renew in the Hebrew actually means to exchange. Those who trust in the Lord have the privilege of exchanging their weakness for God's strength. Notice the descending order of the life of faith. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The order goes from soaring to running and ends with walking. We think of life in the reverse order. We believe that if we walk with the Lord long enough, we will start to run with him and eventually soar with him. However, the order in Isaiah 40:31 is an accurate description of the Christian life. The man or woman of faith may sometimes soar on eagle's wings or run without growing weary, but most of the time he merely walks by faith. The real test of faith comes not when he flies or runs, but when he must slowly push forward. It is the monotony and routine of everyday life that the greater hope in the Lord is required. As we consider the greatness of God, we can trust him daily to renew our strength. Please take a few moments to consider the following questions. How does knowing who God is give us more hope to rely on him? What are your thoughts on exchanging your weaknesses for his strength? And finally, what does it mean to you that Isaiah has the order of hope from soaring to running to walking? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.